Al-Qaeda's Somali branch kills 17 people over weekend. By Edwin Mora on September 16, 2019. Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda wing in Somalia, carried out a wave of attacks over the weekend using heavy weapons to kill at least 17 people in the East African country. On Sunday, Voice of America, VOA, reported. Lower Shabelle region officials told VOA Somali that the militants attacked the town of Krioli late Saturday using rocket-propelled grenades and heavy machine guns, killing 9 people. The town's mayor Sayed Ali Ibrahim told VOA that an RPG fired by the militants caused most of the casualties. Somali government forces with support from African Union AU, forces, who are based outside the town, repelled the attack, according to officials. Some of the residents in Krioli alleged that heavy weapons fired by AU troops caused some of the civilian casualties. Governor Ibrahim Adonai from the region that houses Krioli told Voice of America that authorities are probing the claims of troops targeting civilians. The African Union mission in Somalia, AMISOM, did not immediately respond to the allegations. On Saturday, mortars fired by Al-Shabaab, or Al-Shabaab, on the ancient port town of Marka during a visit by Somali Prime Minister Hassan Iker also killed 2 civilians. VOA noted. Al-Shabaab claimed they were targeting the Prime Minister but Governor Nye told VOA Somali that the incident took place outside the town. Residents and security sources said one of the mortars landed in a residential area killing 2 women. The Prime Minister was unharmed and has returned to Mogadishu safely. On Sunday, Al-Shabaab also targeted Gov. Naya's convoy with a remote-controlled bomb, killing 2 bodyguards and injuring 4 others near the town of Shayanbad. Moreover, the Al-Qaeda branch also killed 4 high-level regional officials, including the deputy governor for finances, and injured 6 others on Saturday in the nearby Middle Shabelle region. A report released on September 10 by the New York-based International Peace Institute revealed that Al-Shabaab has killed between 1,483 and 1,884 AMISOM troops between March 2007 and December 2018. Burundi, Ethiopia, Kenya, Djibouti, and Uganda also participate in the AMISOM peacekeeping mission in Somalia. The new report does not break down the fatalities by country of origin. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has increased airstrikes against Al-Shabaab to unprecedented levels, a move that has led to a slight decline of attacks by the terrorist group. Somali-born Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, however, complained in May that Trump has dramatically intensified American airstrikes on her native country. The U.S. military also lends assistance to AMISOM.